Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, Gator. Did some keys for Michigan State. Let's get to Michigan at Iowa. I'm going to simplify this. I'm going to oversimplify it.
Hang on 1 second. Let me just, I need to count words here.
Tell me when you're ready.
I have it to four words.
Okay, I was going to go with five.
Or I could go five, too. I wonder if your five is the same as what my five would be.
Should we try to do 3-2-1? And
do the five-word one? Okay,
yeah,
sure.
You ready?
Yeah.
3-2-1.
Don't turn the ball over.
Same thing. I had don't turn the ball over. You had take care of the football. Look, I was as opportunistic a defense as there is. Their defense outscored their offense against last week. Last week against Rutgers. Their defense accounted for 14 points. Their offense accounted for 13 points. They had a relentless pass rush. They had a scoop and score, a pick six. They're one of the best run defenses in the country. They feast off field position. Their punter pins you inside the 10. I don't know if anybody's gotten the ball to check up as much as this guy has. He's just got a great pitching wedge. He's an Aussie. The Taylor kid's an Aussie, and boy, is he a weapon for them. They literally have people there with T-shirts to say, I'm here for the punter. I mean, he's that good. Now, unfortunately, they're not there for their offense. Their offense has been a mess. They were touting Gator coming out of the Rutgers game, that they had two 75-plus yard scoring drives. They did have two of those.
Look at that.
Yep. They have great tight ends. Sam Laporta might be the best in the country. And I think it's Luke Lachey. I'll make sure I get it right before tomorrow. His dad is Jim Lachey, the Ohio State broadcaster and Buckeye.
Former Washington Redskins lineman.
So, and he's really good as well. Their wide receivers got targeted twice last week. Think about that for a second. Twice. And they've had some injury issues. But Michigan, they are a team that does everything they can to invite you to help them win, if that makes sense. Iowa's, the way that they play the game is they make you help them win. And don't do it. And here's the thing. I think last week, the question is, how much did some of Michigan's inexperienced players learn from their mistakes? And, I mean, J.J. McCarthy, that was his first full game. His first full game, and when you gave him 65, 70 snaps, whatever it was, there were some regrettable moments. There was he ran around once back there where he ran like 85 yards total yardage, but it was 3rd and 9, and he got the first down by a yard because he circled back and was going backwards. Later, he did the same thing. Slipped, got a little loose with the ball, got hit, fumbled, and push them back into much longer field goal range that Jake Moody eventually missed, but because they recovered the fumble. He fumbled on a quarterback run earlier that Cornelius Johnson recovered. And then late in the game, like before a made field goal on a 3rd down, he threw a ball across his body, across the field, which remember when he did it to Daylon Baldwin in his first career game against Western Michigan. Everyone's like, oh, look at the arm strength. Yes, but that's an ill-advised throw. And it got intercepted, but the Maryland defensive back was out of bounds. And he came to the sideline. And remember I told you the story? Sherrone Moore was coming off the sideline, the Michigan offensive coordinator, and JJ gave the universal sign for my bad. Two taps to the chest, and then threw his arm like he was making a throwing motion. And I happened to see Sherrone Moore this week, and I said, hey, when JJ came to the sideline and did the two taps and the throwing motion, was that my bad? I got to throw it away. And he smiled and said, exactly. I don't think JJ has thrown a ball away in his career yet. I think when you play Iowa, I think it's probably wise. You're going to have to do it more than once. because they are so good defensively. Throw the ball away. So you said take care of the football. I said don't turn the ball over. Same thing. And then the other young player was C.J. Stokes. Look, we're waiting final word on Donovan Edwards, but if C.J. Stokes, the freshman, got one carry and fumbled, and they lost it. And Mike Hart, running back coach, didn't fumble much in his career at Michigan. In fact, I think he went the better part of multiple seasons. Now, he fumbled twice in his last game.
Picked up a fumble.
He did pick up a fumble. Sorry. But he didn't put up with it. And C.J. Stokes got, I think that was his only snap of the game. Carried it once and fumbled, and that was it.
Well, if Blake Corum's going to run like he's run, you don't need much help other than, hey, we need to give him a rest. All right, yeah. Give him a rest. But I look at this game, and it almost has a feel like first team to 20 wins.
If anybody gets it.
I would expect Michigan to get to 20. My thought is that Michigan needs to score 3 touchdowns in this game. I don't think Iowa's capable of scoring 3 touchdowns against Michigan unless their defense is going to be participating in scoring, which I can't imagine it's going to happen again. But yet I can't get this picture out of my head. Every time I think about playing in Iowa, I think of an interception that happens. One of the Iowa players makes a diving interception on the sideline, mobbed by his teammates. There's a sea of yellow and black, and the crowd is a sea of yellow and black, and they're all going nuts. It almost looks like everybody has converged onto the field after a big turnover like that. I suspect Iowa will get a turnover from Michigan, but I don't think there's going to be multiple. I think if Jim Harbaugh's doing what I would expect him to, it's take care. If we know it's take care of the football, he knows it's take care of the football. They're impressing that on everybody this week to take care of the damn ball, and weather's not going to be an issue. So I would expect that they're going to be fine.
Do you remember a couple of years ago Iowa put up, I think it was 55 against Ohio State? I feel like Iowa has no problem with getting you into a street brawl, and then every once in a while they do that. And they have won 5 of 6 in Kinnick Stadium against top 5 ranked teams. Now, does Michigan benefit from that not being a night game? Yup.
Yeah, but also, can you remember Iowa having an offense this impotent?
No, I can't. The funny thing about Iowa is that you go back to was it Banks, Tavian Banks?
Yeah.
And who was the quarterback? 7? Kid was really good. They had Tavian Banks. They had him. I mean, they were
something with an H.
Yeah, it might be. That was an explosive Iowa offense. But typically, no, I don't think of Iowa as a good offensive team, really ever. But they have a brand of football that's worked for them, where you look up and oh, there they are in Indy again, right? I mean, so it has a ceiling. Has a ceiling, but it's been effective in the Big Ten. So, I don't know. I think taking care of the football is on display. I think the question is if did JJ learn about being very prudent with his play, and then the other thing is road environment, hostile crowd, big game, tons of respect for the defense. Does JJ not try as hard to make the big play, because he missed some open receivers underneath trying to make the big play. But you get him in that environment and you're not playing fearful, but the respect is so high for the team, the defense you're playing against and the environment you're playing in that you take those checkdowns gladly.
Yeah. Normally I would think that if you've got a quarterback that's been there for 5 or 6 years, like Petras has been there, that's going to help you out.
Mm-hmm.
But he's done nothing in that time that makes you think, here's the year. Iowa's had gotten some pretty good quarterback play over the years. Tate and some other players, that's the first name that comes to my mind. But Rudock was fine. Obviously, by the time Rudock got to Michigan, Rudock was really good for that team. But Petras does nothing in terms of instilling fear into a defense. He shouldn't. They just don't have the weapons. What Iowa always has, strong offensive line, strong tight end play, and really good defense.
So
that you can always count on.
They lost guard, center, guard, all new starters there, and their right guard has moved out to right tackle. So that interior of the Iowa offensive line is going to be interesting to see, because Michigan is searching for a pass rush and Iowa is a little bit green in there. So that could be interesting.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe? Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.